Hi everyone, this is an old-fashioned girl, and my name is Kara. And I have a friend to introduce today. She is Andrea, and she is going to be the new addition to this show. And I'm so happy about it. So Andrea, please tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Thank you for having me into your ears today. My name is Andrea, and I will read you a list of things I like. They are the following, not in particular order. Irish dance, France, horse riding, tin whistle, H&M clothing, tea with cream and sugar.
That is a lovely, lovely list.
Thank you. I also like sheepdogs, and most of all, miniature horses, which really? I like to refer to as the littles.
The littles?
Mm-hmm. The littles come in several sizes, just like dogs do. And there are littles that are actually called teeny tinies, according to me. And they are about a foot and a half tall. And the thing is, I want to have a little living in my home.
I think that would be a lovely thing.
Mm-hmm.
Only if you could potty train it.
Exactly. You've got it exactly right. We let it out. There would be a little door. And it would come back in. So that's my dream.
That would be awesome. That's a good dream.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that you're here.
I am too.
Andrea is my very dear friend, so I'm very excited about this, you guys. I got really tired of talking to myself. After listening to my first two podcasts, I realized that I sounded like an idiot, and I probably still will sound like an idiot, but at least I won't be alone.
We'll do it together.
Yes. So hopefully you'll feel like... you know, now you have two friends to talk to, and I know Andrea is gonna set up a Gmail account so you can also write to her. And
that's right, it's going to be an old-fashioned Drea at gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
I seriously doubt that one's taken, so I don't think we have to worry about that not happening. But we'll let you know as soon as that's official. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was a major thing that we wanted to let you know about. Number two is, I have huge news. At least it's huge for me, and I hope that you'll like this. I have decided to sell my shoes. That's right, my shoes from episode one. My beloved, bejeweled wedge shoes.
They are great. In fact, I'm looking at them right now. They are very lovely. They Thanks. Are very sparkly.
Thanks. I know, I love them so much, Drea. Like, guys, I want to keep these shoes. I love them. They're so Kara looking, but I can't walk in them.
No. Guys, we cannot wear shoes we cannot walk in.
I know.
There might be an occasional toe squish. We yeah. all have to.
Of course. A little blister here and there.
That's right. But if you can't walk on them, and if they're turning your ankles, I mean, really, let's be serious. You got to get rid of them.
I know. Two Sundays ago, I wore them for about 4 hours, and by the end of the 4 hours, I thought my ankles were going to break,
mm-hmm.
and that's never a good feeling. So I decided from that day forth that I just couldn't do it, and I'm going to sell them. So I wanted to give you guys first dibs. I've only worn them that one time, and I promise they don't stink. Mm-hmm. I hope not. But I'm going to sell them for $25 because I paid $30 for them. I thought since I did wear them one time, that would be a really good deal. So,
what size are they?
They are size... That's a good question. Thank you. I think they're size 8. Let me check. Hold on. That's a great question. What size do I wear? Doesn't even say... Oh, yeah, size 8. And, you know, they're not uncomfortable for people who are... proficient in the art of wearing heels, but I'm not one of those people, so please don't think that they're horribly uncomfortable for everybody. It's just that I have never built up those muscles.
I think they're about 3 inches.
Yep.
Maybe, yep, 3 inches. They're about a wedge.
Yep.
A wedge, a 3-inch wedge is a lot easier to walk in than a 3-inch heel.
Yeah.
Independent heel.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. So, the first person, if you're interested in buying these, the first person to email me at anoldfashionedkara@gmail.com, I will sell them to you. So, I hope that there's a buyer out there, because I want to get something that I can actually wear.
Mm-hmm.
So, thanks, guys. Secondly, I wanted to say thank you for all of the recipes that were sent in this week. There are some yummy, yummy things on there. I can't wait to start making some of them. And a lot of really summery dishes. There was like Orange Julius and like a multitude of pies and cakes and things like that. So I will be putting those on the forum as soon as I can. I'm not quite sure how to do that yet, so I need my husband John to show me that. He's the techie in the family. So as soon as I can get those on there, take a look, and I think you guys will find some things that you like.
I have some recipes to add as well. Next week, I will be talking about stromboli, which is an Italian dish, very famous. And also, stromboli, also known as stromboglu, as well as banoffee, which is a famous dessert from Ireland. Mm-hmm. And a recipe I read of this weekend, watermelon lemonade.
Oh, Drea.
Mm-hmm. Fresh watermelon, lemons, and sugar are the ingredients in this bad boy.
That sounds so good. Mm-hmm. We got to do that. We got to grill out. Grill out. That would be really, really good. That sounds fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I wanted to say thank you for all the assignment replies. If you guys will remember, last week I gave you guys the assignment to write in your tips on how to make straight hair curly and curly hair straight. And I got an overwhelming amount of replies. And it's pretty cool, actually, because I don't know if you've heard of this, Jaya, but the CHI flattening iron, have you heard of that?
I have not. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's apparently like $100 straightening iron, and you can find it on eBay for like $30 sometimes.
Really? Is it a wet to dry straightening iron?
I believe so, and you can also curl with it.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so I had a lot of people write in and tell me all about that, and I actually asked one listener if there was a less expensive version of it, because I was shocked to see the amount. I was like, wow, all these people are buying this flat iron and I can't afford that. But they said that they've tried less expensive versions and they don't nearly do the same job. So I guess it's one of those things you just can't go cheap on. So if you're really wanting a flat iron that'll really do a good job, CHI, it's supposedly a great thing, and I'm sure you can find it online. I haven't found a site for that yet, but just Google that and I'm sure it'll come up. And it's made of ceramic too, so it sounds a little bit durable.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the vote for turning curly hair straight, but also for curling your hair, which is interesting. But for making wavy hair curly, it was overwhelmingly what I was talking about last week, using scrunching gel and then diffusing it.
Yes, that is true. I can attest to that because my hair is in between straight and curly, and I can do it either way, but it's always work.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Yep.
Always work. But I think you're right. The diffuser is a fine tool.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's excellent.
And I think you should just go with what you got.
That's right. Embrace it.
Yeah, it always ends up being the best on you anyway, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, a little bit fine-tuned, but go with what God gave you.
That's right.
That's what I'm finding for my own head here. Next, I wanted to read a little section from an email from Emily. She wrote in and said, I was wondering if you had heard anything about a sewing guild in your area. In my local small town newspaper, there's always a mention of the local sewing guild in the events calendar. I even Googled sewing guild and found this site. It's www.asg.org, which I haven't fully read about, but thought I would pass it along to you. Thank you so much for that tip. I didn't even know that there was such a thing called sewing guild. Kind of sounds like an old factory thing to me, but it sounds like it would be a good resource. So if anybody else is wanting to find out more about sewing lessons and things, I'm not quite sure what all it includes, but that would be something to look up. So thank you so much for that tip. And also she went on to say, concerning eco cleaners, do you read Domino Magazine. I love it because it's got a lot of great ideas for sprucing up one's surroundings. I love how you say that, Emily. In the most recent issue, May 2006, they have an article about the best eco cleaners they test drove, and they place Mrs. Meyer's Clean Day Surface Scrub as the best abrasive cleanser. So I thought you might like the other different cleansers in the article covers. And that made me so happy because that makes me feel better about using that. I don't know if you guys remember, but last episode I mentioned using Mrs. Meyer's Clean Day, and I really like it so far. So it's good to know that I'm using something that is actually, you know, up there on their list of effective natural cleansers. So
That is good. I've never heard of Mrs. Meyer's.
Yeah, it's a good thing. And it is pretty strong smelling at first, but it leaves a really pleasant scent later on. And it's the one that I have is geranium, which is really nice and fresh. So I like it. So anyway, I'll have to check that out. Domino Magazine.
We have another email from Rosie writing in to say, the hair ribbon gives the short look a vintage cute look, and I've found people react well to it. I just buy the ribbon at the local craft store and use that since actual hair products in the store cost more. You also have a much larger variety at the craft store and can end up with some funky patterns. Rosie, I agree. I have indeed worn a hair ribbon. I prefer the ones that have the wire in each side to keep it in place because, as we all know, ribbons have a tendency to roll up. I think it's a fantastic hair accessory. And
it's fun.
Yes, it's fun also to match with your eye color.
Oh.
So a green ribbon, really, and it was kind of a neat one. It was watercolor-ish, so it was lighter green at some parts and darker at others.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. That looks really cute.
It is a great ribbon, and I am happy to tell you that, Rosie, I will get it out of my bottom drawer because I've forgotten about it until just now.
I know. It's such a fun thing to do. Like, I found when I was helping my parents clean out their garage a few weeks ago, I found this beautiful, like, embroidered piece of ribbon, and it was long enough to use in my hair. So I've begun using that, and it's so much fun. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's total girly thing, you know?
Yes, very feminine.
I love it. Okay, the last email that I wanted to read a portion of is from Meg. Meg says, on your last podcast, when you mentioned the Narnia movie, it made me think of a new girly movie you could talk about that I'm crazy for. Which is great, because if you guys will remember, this is the episode that I said I talk about some chick flicks. So we've got two lined up. She says, I love the new Pride and Prejudice movie. I think it's suspenseful and so romantic. I'm really having a hard time deciding which I like more, the book, the old movie, or the new movie. All of these are definitely worth reading and seeing. And I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that is one of the movies that we wanted to talk about today, because we love it.
Yes, we do. I told a friend I could watch it every day for the rest of my life, and I'm serious.
I know. It's so soothing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It takes you into a different world. Aww. And then the movie ends, and you want to continue in that world.
I know.
And then you ask your husband to call you Mrs. Darcy, and it goes a little too far.
And it's all out from there. Mrs. Darcy. What did you think? What did you think of the new movie compared to the old one? Can you compare it?
You know what? This might lose some listeners, but I've not seen the old one yet, and there is reason for that. I saw the new one, and I want to distance myself from the new one a little bit before the old one.
Yes.
Because I made the stake with Emma, seeing both versions of Emma in the same week, and now they're a blended movie.
Yeah.
But I can say this, Meg.
Kind of creepy.
Yes. I want to offer you a little freedom in saying, I don't think you have to decide what is your favorite. I think each is an art form in itself. You can appreciate all of them. And I really encourage you to love, just like parents love their children.
Oh, and that's a good way to put it.
That's right. In different ways, there are special things about each of them. And it would be hard to decide a favorite, but you don't have to.
Yeah, because they're really entirely different art forms in themselves. You know, like, the first one is very, it's very precise according to the book, and obviously a lot longer, so they can do a lot more details like that. But actually, I think it was your husband who said after he saw it with us, remember? Mm-hmm. He said, you know, I think that the new version is great for people like me who would never go see, you know, all 6 hours of the old one, you
right,
know?
Right, that's right.
It gives you a taste of culture and classic literature without having to put so much time into it.
That's true.
So it's a great thing. And it is an entirely different flavor, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. And the same with the book, obviously. It's a completely different way of reading. It will, yeah. The words are put together in a way that, of course, is very different.
Like, we don't talk that way anymore.
Right.
Well, I do sometimes with my sister, but that's another story. Yeah, it's hard when you aren't accustomed to reading, I call it Austen language, mm-hmm. from the 1700s and 1800s. It's very different to read.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd encourage you guys to try it because it's really enriching, don't you think?
I love it. And it's interesting, some of the way that she puts words together, you could not communicate the same idea.
I know.
In our modern language. You need to read it in her language. And some of the lines in the book and movie are just...
They describe the feeling so much better than we can. Because mm-hmm. there's only so many times you can say so, 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 or so very, you know what I mean? Very, 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 or,
right.
you know, to express a deep emotion. But she uses so many colorful words.
Mm-hmm. I think she is... an artist of words.
Yeah. Way to go, Drea. That's a good way to put it. I love Austen. Who's your favorite character in the movie, the new movie?
Oh, boy. Here's the thing. Jane's hair is so great.
I know. I love her, too. She's like a China doll.
And here's the secret thing. I think I love her in real life.
Do you?
Yes. I love the outfit she was wearing in the extras. Mm-hmm.
Anybody watch the extras?
Please do. Mm-hmm. You won't be sorry.
That's great.
I got a little hesitant to watch the extras because I wanted to know them just as characters. I didn't want to know them as real people. But when I did, it really enriched their characters.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is a little scary when you love a movie that much, much, you know? You don't want to see them for real.
Now, I'm not to that point with Mr. Darcy. I don't want to remember his real name. I don't want to know what other movies he was in. He's remaining a little sacred to me. Don't tell Todd. But as far as the... And I've also seen Jane in another movie. Mm-hmm. So I know she's an actress.
Yes, she's great in Wives and Daughters. If you guys have never seen Wives and Daughters, go to your local library and check it out.
You will love Wives and Daughters.
I love it. I stumbled across it on accident one time in the library, and I'm oh so glad I did. It's a great book, too. Most great movies are based on novels, wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. And it's okay to see the movie before the book. In fact, it's kind of fun because the book is always more detailed,
mm-hmm.
so you feel like you get an extra behind the scenes
of
the movie.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good way to put it.
I really like doing that.
Yeah, another great movie is Wives and Daughters, and the girl, what's her name? Rosamund Pike. Rosamund Pike. She plays Jane. And she's great in the other movie. She plays an entirely different personality.
Yes.
Still sweet, but a lot more outgoing and authoritative, I'd say.
That's true.
Very talented actress. And I am going to say actress because I believe that, that's not an insult.
Yes.
I would be proud to be called an actress. You know?
I would too.
I don't know. I'm not an actress, though, so I can't really say. anyway, so, I don't know. Do you have a favorite scene from the new movie of Pride and Prejudice?
That is tough. Okay. I will give you one of my favorite scenes.
Okay.
I've seen the movie 3 times now, mm-hmm. and it wasn't until the 3rd time that I realized when Lizzie... and Mr. Darcy are dancing.
Oh, yes.
And the crowd disappears. I love that scene.
That was a beautiful scene.
It was very moving.
Mm-hmm.
And the neat part is I was so focused on them during the 1st and 2nd time that I saw the movie
mm-hmm.
that I didn't know if the crowd was there or not.
That's awesome.
So I felt like that was one of my very favorite scenes. It's so creative. It's amazing.
Yeah, I love that. That's pretty cool when they can make you forget what's actually going on because mm-hmm. you're so drawn into the scene itself. Mm-hmm. That was pretty creative of them.
What was your favorite?
My favorite, one of my favorite scenes, it's actually a funny scene, is when Mr. Darcy and Mr. Bingley, Mr. Bingley wants to propose to Jane, and this is near the end of the movie, and Mr. Darcy comes out and he's talking with Mr. Bingley and he's yes. pretending to be Jane for Mr. Bingley's benefit so he can practice, and it's just the sweetest thing. Like, it's just, it shows the softer side of the men and what a good friend Darcy yes. is to Bingley. And I really love that. I don't know, there was just a lot of finely tuned scenes. Like, there's this one scene where Mrs. Bennet was running after Lizzie through the garden, and her skirts were flapping back and forth, and she looked exactly like the geese that were running right in front of her. And it was so funny. And I don't know if they planned it that way or if it just accidentally happened, but it was awesome. Little things like that. Like, I just, you know, because most of this, the dialogue I'm very familiar with already after having watched the old one about 20,000 times. but, so things like that really, really stuck with me because it just gave a fresh approach to the characters. And I don't know, like, the mom in this one is a lot different. She's a lot easier to like.
Really?
Yeah, she's a lot easier to like. The old one, she's just flat annoying, and that's it. This one, though, and they said this in the documentary, Mrs. Bennet seemed a lot more heroic in a sense because, mm-hmm. you know, she obviously loved her daughters, even though she could be annoying.
And yeah, you could tell on the scene mm-hmm. when she's on the stairs and she said, if you had five daughters, you would act the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
And she does care about them.
Mm-hmm. She does. It's just, she's crazy to get them married because otherwise, you know, mm-hmm. they have no life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, I tend to romanticize that age in my mind, but, you know, because I love the manners and I just love everything about that age that I read about. But, you know, unless you're a well-to-do girl, like, it could be a very hard life back then, you yeah. know, and basically, unless you married well, you were destined to a horrible life, you know, and or at least a very, very hard one. So, I don't know. I think that this movie gave you a little bit more perspective on that just because they were in poorer surroundings. And
that's true. It allowed a view of the desperation, not just the fanciful balls that they would go to. Mm-hmm. And it really allowed you to see behind the scenes. For the majority of women, mm-hmm. it was a desperate situation.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk about Darcy.
Okay. No, wait, edit.
Why? No, I just wanted to say how sweet he is in okay. this. I thought that this actor who played him really showed, he was a lot more endearing. Like, I love Colin Firth, but from the first one, but after watching the new one, like, Colin Firth looked very rigid and unemotional, and you really couldn't read him a lot of times. But in the new one, I just love, like, how much emotion would go across his eyes, you know? Like,
yes.
It was so cool. Like, sometimes he just looked like a little wounded puppy, and you just wanted to, like, hug him and protect him, you know?
His eyes were very expressive.
Yeah. Amazing. He played the silences really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it felt like there were 1,000 words said, you know, in one silent glance.
Yes.
Which is extremely talented acting, I think. So, and they both tended to do that, both he and Keira Knightley. So that was pretty cool. So I really liked his character. And there's so many wonderful things to be said about Darcy. We could go on and on.
That's true.
And last but not least, can I just say, I love the scene when the two sisters, Jane and Lizzie, are whispering underneath the bedsheets, and yes. they start giggling and talking about the ball, and I'm like, yay!
And they're wearing nightgowns that all of us wish we had.
I know! I love it. Ribbons and lace, and it was wonderful, so mm-hmm. that's a great scene, too. Next, so that's our little review of Pride and Prejudice, and I know there's probably going to be a lot of comments, and you guys can write in and tell us your favorite parts. We'd love to hear about it.
There is a wonderful Pride and Prejudice website.
Oh, really?
Where you can download wallpapers as well as stationery, actually. You can print out colored stationery.
Very cool.
Photos and screensavers, history of the movie and biographies of the characters.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Check it out.
We'll have to put that in the show notes.
Yes.
That'd be a fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
Good suggestion. Second movie that I wanted to talk about a little bit. Drea hasn't gotten to see this yet, and I can't wait for her to see it because I think she'll really like it. It's called The Magic of Ordinary Days, and actually, I'm borrowing this from a friend, and it's done by Hallmark Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And so it's a very clean movie, and it's very just endearing. It has a happy ending, and I forgot to write down the author's name, but I know that her last name, it's two last names. It's Howard Cleary, C-L-E-E-R-Y. So this is based on a novel too, The Magic of Ordinary Days. And it's just, it's set in the 40s.
Okay.
During the war. And,
in America?
Yep. Set in America. And, The Magic of Ordinary Days is starring Keri Russell and Skeet Ulrich. Ulrich. And Skeet Ulrich is actually, he plays a farmer in Colorado. And it's cool because they did really well with the casting here because he actually is a farmer in Virginia. I mean, he studied acting and everything, but he has a farmer on tons of land. And so he's already got that ruddy complexion and, you know, the ways of somebody who's worked outside for most of his days. And then... Keri Russell plays, you know, the more worldly girl, and she comes from the big city of Denver, and she is actually pregnant and unwed, and in those days especially, that was, it was very, you know, taboo, and so her father sends her to the country to marry this guy, Skeet Ulrich, and at first, you know, I mean, she's for it because what else is she going to do, you know? She needs to have a husband in order to have this baby and still be respectable. So she agrees to marry him, but she plans on leaving him, but ends up falling in love with him. And it's a more slow-moving movie. I can't talk. It's a slow-moving movie, but that's the whole point, is that it's through the ordinary things that happen, you know, as they're newly married and stuff, that they begin to fall in love. And it's beautiful because there's no, like, huge epiphany moment where they, like, suddenly realize that they're in love with each other. It's like it comes on gradually, just like how it would in real life.
Mm.
And there's so many little special, unique moments that just, they just make you want to go, oh, you know, like, that's so awesome. And they just played their roles very, very well. And I know it probably doesn't sound that great the way I'm describing it, but it is a beautiful little love story. And, there's a lot of other things, you know, subplots that are going on in it and, you know, like about the war and things like that. And, so it's a pretty deep movie and, beautiful scenery, beautiful music,
beautiful clothes.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Thank you for bringing that up. Pretty much every single outfit she had in there, I wish I could own. I want to like sew them. I wish I could sew them. They're just very colorful prints and 40s style dresses, cute sweaters. And so it's beautiful. If you like simple things, this is a good movie.
I feel like there should be a clothing company that sells vintage clothing.
Yes.
Made now.
I agree.
Speaking of vintage clothing, I bought a vintage dress about 3 weeks ago.
Adorable. It's so adorable.
Yes.
Tell them what it looks like.
Okay. It is black and white, and it is Audrey Hepburn kind of a top, and fitted at the waist, and then it goes out quite a bit at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I will post a picture very soon.
It's adorable. It's like the world's most perfect dress.
Can I say something about vintage dresses?
Yes, please.
If you find one that you love,
mm-hmm.
do not reconsider. Do not call your spouse and ask if it's okay. just get it.
Just do it.
Because about a year ago, I found a beautiful dress, tried it on. It looked like it was made for me. Loved it. Went home, thought about it, didn't want to make an impulse buy. But here's the thing. You have to make an impulse buy at a vintage store.
Yeah,
there's not
true.
Another one.
Yep.
There's not another one that can be ordered or it's done. So I went in the next day. I had decided I wanted to buy this dress. And I was so excited. I walked in and asked about the dress. And she said someone had come in 10 minutes ago to buy the dress. And
no way.
As if that didn't hurt my heart enough, she said it was Miss Wisconsin.
No way.
Yes. So, okay.
Something you'd only read about, you know?
Right. And she was sure to tell me more than once that Miss Wisconsin had just purchased it 10 minutes ago, if I only would have gotten there 10 minutes early. So I went into my car and wept. And I got home, and I did a search for Miss Wisconsin. Here's when I got a little crazy. Did a search for Miss Wisconsin, found her phone number. Wait, yeah, this is, I don't know what happened here. And I thought, could I call her and ask if I could buy it when she's done? Or is that crazy? Well, needless to say, it was crazy, and I did not call.
I'm glad to hear.
But I can tell you a lot of things about her because I Googled quite a bit to find her number. So she's got a great dress, but a year later, so do I.
That's right. That's a good way to look at it. You got some silver lining.
That's right. And actually, the truth is, well, I have two vintage dresses now. Mm-hmm. And the one I just got, the black and white one, I actually love much more
really?
Than the Miss America theft. Yes.
So Miss America, if you're hearing this.
Yes. No, all the best to you with your great dress. But I do love the one
no
I have.
No hard feelings?
No hard feelings.
Okay.
Absolutely not. You got there first.
Yep. All's fair in love and dresses.
That's right.
And where, oh where, tell us, are you going to try and wear this dress this month?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. I decided to gather 6 to 8 girlfriends for a girls' night at a lovely, lovely cafe called Chez Marche Cafe in Waupaca, Wisconsin. It has mismatched furniture, and it's very vintage looking. It has artwork for sale on the walls. Everything is organic and locally purchased. And when I say organic now, I'm not talking low fat, because that's just not good. I'm talking organic
things. No chemicals.
That's right. No chemicals, but still, you know, bring on the butter, bring on, I mean, I'm generally a healthy eater, but it's sometimes when you say organic, people think you're going to go eat rice cakes.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
But we had burritos when the four of us went out.
We went out this last weekend, the four of us. And
yes. Kara and me and our husbands. And we had an excellent dinner. And what I really appreciated was it was such a slow process, because she makes everything from scratch as you order it. It's just one person. Her name is Bonnie. She's the owner and the cook. And because you order your soup or salad, and it takes a while to get to you, but not a frustrating while, but a very relaxing, there's no need to rush to eat dinner out kind of way. And I really like that.
Yeah, especially because we had live music too the whole time.
Yes, there was an Irish band there.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, there were like 8 people in the band, and it was wonderful.
Oh my gosh, you couldn't help but tap your feet, because it was like, it was so lively, and even the slow songs had such an incredible beat, and just beautiful music.
There were a lot of instruments. We're trying to find out what the instrument is called, where it is a set of strings. Going from side to side horizontally, a set of strings, and then there are 2 little tapping instruments that you bounce on the string, 2 little sticks.
Yep, and they're kind of curved at the end. They just look like bamboo sticks. They're kind of curved at the end. It's really interesting.
Yeah, and the way he was playing, I can't imagine.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
He was so fast and didn't skip a beat. It was crazy.
Yeah, we're trying to find out what that's called, if anyone knows.
Yeah, so please let us know. And and one of the ladies in the band got up and did Irish dancing.
Yes, it was wonderful. I was tempted to join. I studied Irish dance in Minneapolis at a dance academy, an Irish dance academy. And as I said before, I do love Irish dance, and mm-hmm. I'm starting to teach it. And I was going to dance, but I decided to enjoy watching and just being an observer for the night. So that was very fun.
It was awesome. Yeah. Anytime you guys get a chance to support a small business like that, do it, because it's so worth it. You just get such a authentic experience. People know each other, and you know, it just, it's like things that you only read about. And I know it helps them too, to have more people come in. And it's really an art, the way that she cooks. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. So, yep. If you guys are ever in the area, please, you know, try that place out. And Waupaca is a beautiful area anyway. Just tons of lakes and rolling woodlands and state parks. Just beautiful. So anyway, hope you guys can check that out. All right. Well, that's all that we've have for the show tonight. And next week we want to give you some tips on painting pots and some more magazines that we'll talk about.
Yes, I'm going to be highlighting Real Simple magazine, if there are any fans out there currently.
So I'm sure we'll come up with much, much more.
Yes.
Because we like to talk.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm so glad that you're a part of the show now.
Yes, I can't wait. This is such a new world to me. I can't wait till I get a listener's email. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and guys, tell her what a great job she's doing, because she's awesome. Like, this is her first time, and you heard how crappy of a job I did the first time. So
it's like an extra long, it's like an extra long voicemail.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Weird. So thank you so much for joining us today. We just appreciate every email that we get, and I will get on those emails this week. I will have a lot more time to do it. So anyway, we love you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Signing out.
Bye. Thanks for listening, ladies. You can visit my website at anoldfashionedgirl.wordpress.com or write to me at anoldfashionedkara@gmail.com. Have a great day.